Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second season of Santiago and Erica Christian Walk. And from now on, we will have Eduardo Leal. Say hello, Eduardo.
Hey there.
All right, thank you, guys. So, as usual, before we start our podcast, we're going to start with a word of prayer, and Erica is going to lead us in this one.
All right. Thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to help people and to get to know you better, Lord. We just ask that you would speak through us and help us to be clear and help somebody that's needing help, Lord, and just calm our spirits so we can help those in need. And thank you so much for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hello, Eduardo. So we have to introduce you to our listeners. So Eric has a few questions for you.
Yes. First of all, Eduardo, if you could tell our listeners where you're from.
Okay. Well, I'm from Venezuela. I was born there, but I'm currently living in Bogota, Colombia.
Awesome. And like, what hobbies do you have that you want to tell us about?
Okay. Maybe my hobbies could be playing soccer, chess. And I also love playing guitar, drums, and singing. I love singing.
That's awesome. Santiago's got the next question for you.
Yeah, this is a really fun question. It is, how did you get involved with this podcast, with Santiago and Erica, Christian's Walk?
Yeah, well, I got involved here because of Santiago, actually. We worked at a Christian school back in my home country in Caracas, Caracas, in Venezuela, and we spent really good time there. And after a little bit, Santiago went to live in the U.S. and we could contact back each other again. And he told me about what Erica was doing with this podcast and stuff, so here I am.
We're so glad you're with us. What is something that God has done for you that you don't mind sharing with others?
Sure. Well, I would say that, I mean, he's done and keeps doing a lot of things in my life still. However, I think he's been teaching me a lot about the importance of his knowledge that transforms lives. So that's a very important thing for me at this point.
Awesome. So we have a couple more questions. What is your favorite thing about following God?
About following God, I would say it is to experience His presence despite the sins I commit every day. I guess this is maybe the most important thing, or the most important demonstration of His grace and love in my life.
Amen. Last question. What is the question that you wish we had asked you for this segment?
Yeah. Well, at this point, honestly, I guess none in particular. You guys asked cool questions, and the most important thing, I guess, they were easy for me to answer.
That's pretty good. Awesome. Well, everybody, this is Eduardo Leal, and he is going to be joining us for the second season and probably for all the other seasons that we have in the future. So today we want to talk about new beginnings, about starting a new year, starting a new path with the Lord. And this is our new beginning in the podcast with Eduardo and with our first podcast of 2021. Wow. Saying that, it's, we have to praise the Lord for that. We have to praise the Lord for that because 2020 was a tough year for everybody. For us, for you out there, I'm pretty sure it was really tough for Eduardo, wasn't it, Eduardo?
Yeah, yeah. You can call me, by the way, you can call me Ed if you want to make it easier.
Sure.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, 2021 to me represents, and the beginning is, of course, things that you want to change, things that you want to see different in your life. And if you have any comments or questions or prayer requests or anything, always feel free to message us or look us up on Facebook, and we'd love to talk to you about that. Even goals that you have, as listeners. And we're just going to talk a little bit about that today. So Eduardo, can you tell us the verse that you gave us yesterday in Jeremiah 9 about goals and getting to know God and everything?
Sure. Okay, I'm going to read now Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24. Okay, so it goes this way. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in this I delight, declares the Lord.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, sometimes we're just so focused on ourselves and what we do, or what we think we do for ourselves, and we forget to praise the Lord and to put the Lord right in front of us. Because I've learned, and we had this conversation, Eduardo, last night, that there's nothing you can do if you don't put the Lord right there. Can you say something about that? Because I don't want to take your words from you, Ed. But
sure.
We talk about seeing God in whatever is happening.
Yeah, well, actually, I guess we will know that 2020 was a year full of difficulties for everyone, first starting with the COVID-19 situation. And besides the regular or daily difficulties that we might have in our lives, you know. So one of the things that we as humans do is to try to find God through difficulties, which is great because He loves when we do that too. However, sometimes we might be found in a place where we just see God through difficulties because of the difficulties and not because of who He is and for who He represents in our lives, you know. So I guess that this year, 2021, I pray and I hope that we all would focus on our spiritual life and our communion with God, not because of difficulties, but because of who He is for us, you know.
Well, and that verse is just awesome, because if you think about New Year's resolutions, what are they typically about? Usually about losing weight, getting a better shape, having better money ideas or practices, you know, saving money, and also learning more at your job, at your school, and that's knowledge, wisdom, and riches. And, you know, God doesn't exclude those in our lives. In fact, He has the best wisdom for all of those together and getting to know Him. And so I don't think He's saying in that verse, don't have goals that are besides, you know, getting to know God. Just let me help you with them in my wisdom and my timing and everything. So that's my thought.
Yeah. As we were saying last night, Eduardo, and for everybody out there, yeah, Eduardo and I and Erica was there, but it was mostly Eduardo and I. We were talking about how hard 2020 was for most people, and especially Venezuelans. You know, I am Venezuelan. You know that I'm not there anymore, and you already know all the situation there. But how hard it has been for all those Venezuelans out of the country, and how lonely and how bad things can be sometimes. And Eduardo was saying that after a while, seeing God in your situation would change your perspective. And I love that. I love that that phrase, because it is true. When the moment you start seeing God, whatever your situation is, you start having a different perspective, like the picture totally changes right in front of your eyes. And that is something that we need to do this 2021. We need to focus on what is the learning, what is the lesson to be learned here, and just go from there.
Yes.
All right.
And I don't know about you, Ed, but I also think about how God is good, God is love, patience, peace, joy, and, you know, to focus on those things from Him instead of the lies and the manipulation that the devil throws at us and the evil, you know, all the bad things that we listen to. So that's how I feel.
I guess also one of the things is that, you know, problems in our lives, they we can do two things with them. With those difficulties, we can get closer to God, or we can not get closer to God. We can go far from God. Sometimes when problems happen, we're just very, like, we get kind of blind, because the only things that we can see are problems. But once we see God through those problems, those issues, those difficulties that we have, then we would change our perspective of things, and we will see that at the end, the most important thing is not our goals and our things necessarily, but that He is the most important thing, you know.
Yeah, God is the most important. And I learned this a few years ago. Most people don't know this, but I think now that I think about it, that I was depressed at some point, and it was definitely God. It was definitely the thought of praising, seeking Him, and praying for a better tomorrow that got me through it. And that was a new beginning at that moment. So then again, we need to just, I'm just repeating this for somebody out there needs to listen to this. We need to seek and see God in whatever our situation, even if it is the best situation we're going through. Just see God, and you'll see that things are going to get even better. And if it is the worst situation you're ever facing, same thing. Just seek God, and your situation is going to change. I can't promise that it's going to change the next day or the next second, but it will get better. It will get better.
Yes, and He'll give you His love and His peace, all those things that He promises us. And just focusing on Him will make your load lighter.
Yeah. One of the things that I see in the verses that I read about from Jeremiah is that in verse 24, it says, but let the one who boasts about this, that they have understanding to know me. And I think our lives would be different if we would just focus, or mainly focused in understanding God, on knowing who He is, what He demands from us. And in that way, this year, even when we're just starting and having New Year resolutions and all that, the idea is that we would go through this year, and at the end we would say, not only like, I got this resolution done and all those things, you know, but to say, you know what, I think I know God more and better this year than last year or than the previous years, you know. So that would be a good thing for us in our practice of our faith, you know.
Amen. I know that God won't always change your situation the way you want it to be, but He will change your heart and be with you.
Yeah. Hey, Ed and Erica, I want to read, we're not going to get into this scripture, but I want to read it and leave everybody with it before we close. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Truth, you are new in Christ even today. So I just want to read that, and I want to say to everybody, this is a new creation. This is a new day. This is a new beginning. 2021, It doesn't matter what happened before. You're a new Christian, you're a new person, and if you are in God, in Christ, you will have a better year.
Yes, and His Spirit will help you do those things that He wants you to do. Maybe it's eating better, maybe it's stopping drinking, maybe it's stopping partying, whatever the case may be. If you have it on your heart, just ask the Holy Spirit's help and He will help you.
All right. Amen. Hey, Eduardo, would you like to close this episode with a word of prayer?
Definitely. I would love to. Sure. Okay. Hey, Father God, we come before you knowing how weak we are, God, and how much we need you at the end. We come before you knowing that we're your sons and daughters, that we depend on you totally. And we ask you this morning or afternoon that our resolution in our minds for this 2021 will be get closer to you, God. Even though when we have plans and all that, also that we pray that you would help us with those plans and dreams. Mainly, God, we pray that you would help us through your Spirit to open our minds and help us see you better this time. That our perspective about you and about things would be different this year. That we would see you in all the aspects of our lives, and that at the end, God, we would boast not in the things that we could get necessarily, but that we have more understanding about you, as this part of the scripture says. So I pray, I don't know who's listening to this podcast, God, but I pray that this person or these people would get closer to you through the knowledge of your scripture, through prayer, through Bible reading, and that you would at the end be glorified in their lives, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ed coming from Colombia. Sorry, originally from Venezuela, but in Colombia now. And then we're here in Tyler, and it's snowing. So hope y'all are having a good day.
All right. So thank you, guys, and thank you, Ed. And
thank you, guys.
Don't forget, if you are listening to us from Anchor FM, please send us a message, and we will reply on the air on the podcast. Yeah. So,
Just tell us maybe where you're from or where you like to go or something interesting like that. That'd be great.
All right, and what God has done for you. So, thank you. Have a nice week, and see you next week. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.